Now, let me shift gears here. Let me talk about saving for some specific things. And the first is your children's education. As you probably already know, debt among college students is skyrocketing. The average graduating senior, listen to this, has almost $20,000 in school loans, plus $3,000 in credit card debt, plus whatever they owe for their wheels. It's just an awful way to start a career. So let me give you a few suggestions. I've discovered that paying for a college education is a great opportunity for parents and children to grow closer to each other and closer to the Lord. So as soon as your kids are old enough, start praying together for God to provide the funds for their education. Ask the Lord for solutions that will eliminate or reduce the need to borrow, and then watch. You know, I know God is so eager to reveal himself by answering our prayers. You need to pray, but you also need to plan. By encouraging your kids to work and contribute with you towards the savings of their education. Now, there are several educational savings options that are out there today. There are state-sponsored 529 plans and prepaid tuition plans. There's the Coverdell Educational Savings Account and even Roth IRAs. Each of these options has pros and cons. So what I'd suggest is this. Just log on to crownmoneymap.org. You'll get an explanation of each of these options, and we'll give you some links to websites that contain very helpful information on student grants and scholarships. Now, let me mention one thing else. Many parents and grandparents simply aren't in a financial position to fund any part of their kids' education, or at best, only a very small part. If you're one of them, listen to me carefully. Don't feel guilty. Read my lips. You can only do what you can do, and this may be a blessing in disguise. The fact is, when young people have to save for their own education and work their way through school, they learn lifelong lessons about hard work, saving, and good money management. It can really be a blessing in disguise. And remember, too, some colleges are much less expensive than others. A community college can be a great option for the first 2 years, especially if your child is able to live at home, so you can save the cost of college housing. You know, as a parent, your bottom line objective should be to encourage your children to graduate from college with little or no school debt. This will make a world of difference to them when they get out of school. Now, let's move on to the issue of saving for retirement.